God is our free will. Despite not always using it well, we really wouldn't be human without free will, now would we? Unlike other creatures, we've been given the ability to choose, not just in small matters, but in those of the ultimate consequence. Or, as our first reading tells us from the book of Sirach, between life and death. God so loves us that we can freely choose to love him in return or not. Otherwise, it wouldn't be true love. We know from experience that forced love isn't love at all. In fact, if you heard my last homily a few weeks back, I shared with you a poem from St. John of the Cross that spoke just of this. He said that God is what is loved, not what should be loved, as how cruel that would be for God's bride. Yet Jesus reminds us in today's gospel, as he continues his Sermon on the Mount, that we often need guidance in choosing, in taking responsibility, in using our free will. That's the purpose behind the commandments. They're a roadmap to keep us on course. But Jesus asks us to go deeper today. And he demonstrates that it's not just the letter of the law, but the spirit as well. What's in our heart? What's our intentions? Are we choosing the fullness of life that God offers us? We may not have killed anyone or committed adultery. We may only tell little white lies. But what does anger, lust, hate, or lack of integrity say about our choosing, our loving, and our humanity? We need to go deep for the divine intentions to marry our heart. When we do the Beatitudes, we become humble and our wounds are healed, and we see the ultimate beauty of God. Now, when I was growing up, there was a certain four-letter word that my dad would never let me say. And it's not what you're thinking. It was the word hate. At a very young age, he told me it was something he never wanted to hear come out of my mouth. He said it was such a final word that I shouldn't ever hate anything in the world, as hate was the opposite of love. And isn't that what Jesus is talking about today? If we hate something, we've killed it in our heart. Certainly, sometimes unexpected or difficult circumstances are thrust upon us in our lives. And this past week, I spent a time at various poor communities in Puerto Rico. And poor is maybe not a good term really to describe them. Sure, they didn't have a lot of money and they didn't have a lot of material things, but they had a lot in here, maybe a lot more than we think we have sometimes. They've seen earthquakes, hurricanes, more hurricanes, and yet their spirit and faith is alive and well. They had over 1,700 parishes that were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Maria, Fiona, and the earthquake in 2020. Now, I visited another Immaculate Conception parish down there in Guayanilla, where the church had been destroyed just after Christmas in 2020. It was destroyed from the earthquakes that happened just after that time. And then last September, Hurricane Fiona came through and ripped the roof off, tore down one of the walls that was one of the last walls that was standing, and it came tumbling down on part of their grade school. You can go into the church, and it was pretty much shambles, but you look up and you could see the sky and you could see through some of the roof that was still there. It gives a whole meaning to a leaky roof. Now, the parishioners were now forced to celebrate in tents out in the street between the good part of the school and the church. And there were these little makeshift tents, not these big, nice tents that we're used to seeing, but these little makeshift tents. And that was their church now. And when we arrived, the kids were more interested in singing to us and being hospitable than worrying about the next earthquake or hurricane that might come through. And they were singing to us in Spanish, "God is with us. Dios está con nosotros," or My Spanish is not real good, so something like that. Imagine that. Their home has been destroyed. Their 100-year-old church has been destroyed. Part of their school is gone, and their lives were torn apart, and they were singing about how God is with us. They were showing us the Paschal mystery. It was a very humbling experience for me. They were showing us that there is life after death. And it wasn't just the kids. It was the adults that we met, too, the sisters that we met. All the community, they were all smiling, and not just with smiles on their face, but smiles in their eyes. You could see it, and you can't fake that. They were not going to allow these difficult and unexpected circumstances from keeping them from going deep with Jesus' teaching. The physical church, their physical church with the small c, is just a building. But the people and their faith are the real church with a capital C. And it's the same here at our Immaculate Conception. We are the capital C of the church. Now, it's hard, but it's that wisdom of which Sirach and St. Paul speak of in the readings, to live in love well that Jesus asks us to live our life towards. We have to give up a lot, our control, our love of status, and adulation, and embrace humility. Now, as we prepare to celebrate Valentine's Day this coming Tuesday, perhaps it's a good time to stop for a few moments and reflect on how we've been doing in using our free will and going deep. Have we been going deep in choosing to love God, especially in those around us, our family, friends, even people we don't know? That's an important question for each of us, but especially for husbands and wives, since today is also World Marriage Day. And as with any vocation, we must choose to say yes, to recommit ourselves daily. Yes, to give the sacrament to our spouse on a continual basis, each day of our lives. When our spouse is sick and you take care of them, that is a sacrament. When you have a bad day and just need to talk with your spouse and they listen to you, that is a sacrament. All those little things, random acts of love that come and go each and every day, are sacraments to married couples and allow all of us to realize God is with us and we can go deeper. Now, maybe we interpret freedom to mean doing whatever we please. One might say, free from taking responsibility. We see what it did for our first ancestors in the Garden of Eden when they got into trouble there. And what it's done for some in our world and in our church, harmful choices, sinful choices. It's important to recall the words of Sirach in our first reading, where he says, God never commands anyone to sin. Well, the good news for us this Sunday is this. Isn't freedom more a case of free for? Free for making a difference in others' lives. Free for using our talents for the greater good. Free for expressing our love in healthy, positive ways. Free to go deeper and experience the Beatitudes in their fullest. And if we live the Beatitudes and go deeper, we will no longer have a hard time seeing our own poverty. Yes, myself, Father, all of us here, we have some form of poverty in our lives. Can we see it? That's the question. Do we have the humility of the Beatitudes to see it? We can have compassion and respect for others, or we can treat people as if they really don't matter. We can choose to help the poor, or we can ignore God's call to love our neighbor. We can try to forgive, or we can nurse our resentments and hold on to our grudges. We all have choices. Jesus doesn't say that we must like everyone, but in his teachings, he tells us that we must love everyone. And St. Thomas of Villanova puts it this way. Love is so much your own that it cannot be stolen against your will. The martyrs are witnesses to you. Examples of those from whom life could be stolen, but never love. They willingly gave up their life so as not to give up their love. And St. Thomas concludes with, God has endowed us all with an equal ability and full liberty so that whoever wishes may become rich in them. So let's ask them today that today and in the weeks ahead during Lent, which isn't that far off, that we might become rich in our ability and our liberty, using well that gift which makes us fully human, to go deep, freely willing, freely choosing to love God and one another, letting our yes mean yes and our no mean no, and allow the Beatitudes to be fully lived in our lives and to experience the Paschal mystery.